Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, we're going to visit with John Panzer. John's the president of the Swift County Fair Board, and this past week they made an announcement. They're canceling the fair, and a really tough decision for the Swift County Fair Board, as other fair boards around the state are kind of doing the same. And John's going to, well, John, I'll just let you tell our listeners a little bit. Tough decision to make, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was, Paul. I mean, thanks for having me on. And, you know, we want to make sure everybody knows we really worked hard over the last 3-4 months here since this COVID pandemic has hit. And, you know, trying to figure out how we could safely do a fair. We're members of some organizations, and we seek counsel from them, the Minnesota Federation of County Fairs, the IAFE, International Fair Association, and local and state and federal authorities, you know, that are putting rules in place for us. And, you know, as we looked at this, we just found that it would be very difficult for us to pull it off and keep people safe and comply with all these regulations. And so it was a hard decision, because so many of us, you know, we know people love coming to the fair, but our board members are even more dedicated, and they put a lot of time and energy in during the year. And it was a tough, hard decision, because they look forward to it as much as anybody. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So, John, what are the guidelines so far? Or, you know, did the cancellation of the state fair have a big impact on your decision? Or
I think it did. You know, there's that again is some of the unknown. So some of it is in this moment in time right now. What are the regulations right now with limiting the size of groups? You know, how will that change in the future? We could have waited to see if it would change. We thought, you know, we could if we waited and we spent money and we got invested into the fair this year, something could change, and all of a sudden we would be limited or even restricted from having a fair, and we'd be out that money.
Right.
So that wouldn't be a good fiscal responsibility. But, you know, cleaning, you know, bathrooms, we think of bathrooms, and I think of our Chuck Brown building, all the tables, all of the beer gardens. We think of all the food vendors. Our carnival gave me an example of, you know, you load up a bunch of people onto the tilt-a-whirl, and then they get off, and now we got to take the time to disinfect top to bottom that entire ride before anybody gets on. Mm-hmm. It's just difficult, unfortunately, in this scenario we're in.
That's right. COVID-19 really messing a few things up around the world, actually, with planning.
Around the world.
Yep, around the world. I know the Swift County Fair Board, like you said, they put a lot of time and effort in planning the fair, and there, like you said, there's a lot of planning that way ahead of time that needs to be done before the fair dates, right?
There is, and I think the good news of this is that, you know, we're going to be, if you want to find some good news, which I'm trying to, we want to make sure that we're going to basically postpone things. So it's going to give us another year to plan and get more good stuff, and it's going to leave us in a strong financial position, as strong as we can. Not take a lot of financial risk, and be ready to have the biggest and best fair we've ever had next year. So I think that's exciting to think about, and I think that there are some opportunities that are really going to present themselves over the next year. So that's exciting.
How many county fairs are there in the state of Minnesota? And do you know, do you have a number at all of maybe who have already canceled?
Yeah, I do, actually. We keep track of this, and it was updated a couple of days ago. So this isn't 100% up to date. As of 2 days ago, though, there was 62 of the 94 county fairs that had canceled. Mm. So there's only 32 county fairs left that are saying that they're continuing on. Mm-hmm. We think that a lot of them will probably still be canceling as we go.
Right.
And none of us want to do this, you know, and we're making our own decisions locally. The fact that the state fair canceled and the fact that these other county fairs are canceling really had not a whole lot to do with it. I would say if it had anything to do with it, it might impact our carnival, because if there aren't any carnivals any other fairs for them to go to, they're not going to make the trip all the way up north here just for our county fair. So we would, I guess we were impacted that way.
Mm-hmm.
But we really, you know, we know that the county fair has a huge economic impact on our whole region. And so we didn't take this decision lightly because the economy is already probably suffering through this, and this is just another thing that is not going to help. We just didn't see any other way through it. So,
well, I know you've made a number of improvements at the Swift County Fairgrounds there in Appleton, campgrounds, bathrooms. Talk about that a little bit. What's the plan for improvements in the next year?
To be honest with you, we have a big one planned. And so we're going to be moving and creating a brand new main entrance right off of Highway 119, right off the main highway. Right now, if you're familiar with our fairgrounds, you kind of go off on the side street and enter from the side of our fairgrounds. But we're going to be adding on a brand new grand entrance to the main highway. Making it safer mostly is why we want to make it safer, because we count cars. And I know last year I think we had over 8,500 cars that came in and out of that little area in those 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that this will be much safer, and it will be much more public, and it'll be good for us all. So that's coming up. And we have a lot of projects that we're going to do this summer. We're going to work hard all summer. And we have some sewer projects that we've wanted to do for a while, but it seems like we don't want to dig the ground up because it'll make a mess for the fair. So we're going to take the opportunity of no fair to do some underground work and do some improvements there. And lots of kind of ag-related in the barn, some improvements and upgrades and preventive maintenance. So we have a lot of work. We have a hard-working board. A lot of times they do all this work themselves, bringing skid loaders and, you know, just it's true community. So so I think it's going to, you know, that's another positive, I guess. It's going to give us the opportunity to do some of this work that we may have delayed because of the ground impact to the fair. But
okay,
it's difficult times.
Yep. We're talking with John Panzer. John's the president of the Swift County Fair Board. And, John, I know you have a huge campground on the fairgrounds there, mm-hmm. and a lot of people enjoy camping during the fair, don't they?
They do. In fact, I think not all of the sites, but the majority, I'd say like right around 90% of the sites were already sold and already booked for the fair. So 128 full electric sites, and then we have about, I think, 10 or 15 more non-electric sites.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, for those people that, and even for our sponsors that have already paid to be a sponsor, we're just going to hold their spot for next year. We're going to basically postpone things and move them to next year. Same with camping. And, you know, if people want the refund, you know, we're happy to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But
I see you have a raffle going on too, don't you?
We do. Thanks for asking that.
Yeah.
We are going to try and raise some money as we've already started the raffle, and we already had the permit for the charitable gambling. And we have a date picked out, and we have the side-by-side. So we have a Polaris Ranger side-by-side, brand new, and we're giving away some money, $1,000 and $500, a couple $500, I think. And I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, so we're going to continue with that, and sell tickets, and hope people will consider buying a ticket or two, and and that'll help us also as a nonprofit get through this season. And get to next year where we can hopefully all be back to normal.
I hope so.
we're going to work hard, too. I got to say, you know, we're working with the 4-H and open shows, open animal shows to see what we can still do because we feel like we're a lot of education, too. We want to make sure that we give these kids the opportunities to, even in this odd environment that we're in. So we're working with our local 4-H and others to see what we can do. And And right now the 4-H, I believe, is under a no contact rule until the end of June. We don't know really what will happen after that. But there are some talks about babies having some private, not open to the public, trailer shows for these kids so they can do some things. And I think the state fair is even talking about some of those things too. So we want to do all we can and keep people safe. But having a couple thousand people around the Chuck Brown building on a Saturday night is not what we think is real safe.
That's correct. Yep.
1,500 people in the grandstand for a demo derby, unfortunately, is just not doable either.
That's right. Well, John, I want to thank you and Swift County Fair Board for what you do year after year, putting on one of the best fairs in the state of Minnesota. And it's going to be sad this year. I always look forward to being on the radio with you, John.
Yeah, it is going to be sad. I'm going to miss you too, Paul. And, you know, we'll be back to fight again, I think, and have a great year next year. And I hope you'll be back, and it'll be fun. And we'll get through this. We'll all get through this together, right?
You bet. All right. Thanks, John, for filling us in on how the decisions were made by the Swift County Fair Board concerning the fair. So thank you.
Yep. Thanks so much, Paul.
Yep. John Panzer, president of the Swift County Fair Board.